Today is December the 4th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm privileged and honored to join you this morning in worship. And I pray that you would just tune in your hearts today to the words of the Lord, and that you would worship the Lord, and that it would be more than a passive listening exercise, but that it would be an active response to the Lord today. Let's start in Psalm 73. Psalm 73 today. I want to start in verse 21. It says this: when my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me in glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And for behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. You know, in some translations in verse 28, it says, for the nearness of God is my good, or for me it is good to be near God. I know that we know this in practice, we know this in concept, but do we know this in practice? Do we, as we feel the nearness of God, do we know that above far anything else, that this is our refuge, the nearness of God? This is our ultimate good. He is our ultimate good. To draw near to Him, there is no better option. It is the only option for the believer to draw close to the Lord. And it says, as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. So my prayer today is that we would do that. As we start out our morning or whatever time you're listening, draw near to the presence of the Lord. He is here. He is here. Whatever that is on your mind today, whatever task that you have to do during the day, and you're starting off your mental checklist, draw near to the Lord above all of those things today. Jesus, I come before you. Lord, I know that your nearness, Lord, is our ultimate good. Lord, it is what we desire, it is what we need, God. Lord, thank you that you are right here with us. Lord, in verse 23 of what we just read, Lord, it says that you are continually with us, that you hold our right hand. Oh, Lord, thank you. Lord, remind us of that, Lord, that you hold our right hand. Lord, it's more than just something that we can say that's nice and pretty, Lord, but it's something that you promise in Scripture, that you hold our right hand. Lord, so today we rest in you, Lord. We abide in you, in your presence. Lord, we express our desire, Lord, to know you more today. We express our desire to draw near to your presence. We express, Lord, your greatness in worship, Jesus.
Thank you. asking to taste. The darkest light to you, the depths are high to you, far as near.